Welcome back. It's a Tuesday night here on Fuel FM 95.9, 105.5, streaming on the Good News Media mobile app. You can download that free at myfuelfm.com. I'm Jason, going to hang out with you until midnight, but right now I got a special guest in studio, also with a wonderful name, Jason. Actually, he goes by The Viking. How's it going?
Good, very good.
Jason's with Guard Strong. Actually, he's the founding member of Guard Strong. We're going to talk about what that is and just the mission behind Guard Strong. Jason, you spent some time in the Stand Strength team, yep, which appeared a lot of times at Big Ticket Festival. We were there with you guys. How was that experience, and what made you decide to go into Guard Strong?
Stand was really, it was great because we learned a lot of stuff. I mean, we learned more than just the feats. I learned more about God. I mean, Shrek was great, a mentor, teacher, friend.
Shrek was the founder of the Stand Strength team.
Yep.
Okay.
But then the end of 2019, a group of us, about five of us, we just decided the guy was asking us to go a different direction and from what Stand was doing. So we did. January 2020, we started Guard Strong Incorporated. We're a 501c3 now. And it's just amazing how much God has done for us. I mean, everything's just so smooth. It's almost like a dream. It's so
nice. You said a minute ago about learning the different feats and thing. If for someone who's just tuning in, maybe never heard of Stand Strength Team or Guard Strong, what do you mean by what the feats are?
Feats. We break ball bats. We bend steel bars over our head or else in our teeth. Rip big thick phone books. Blow up hot water bottles. If you're not sure what that is, it's a rubber hot water bottle that you used to put on injuries.
Like the old school water bottles, yeah.
Concrete blocks, we break those. Not the cement blocks, but the patio blocks, stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, like average everyday things that everybody does.
Yeah, everybody, yeah.
Who doesn't rip the phone book? You're going to have a shortage of phone books soon. They don't make them anymore, do they?
We do. We are running very short.
Like we would have them, but they keep ripping them all up. So what's the idea behind a team like that you guys go into an event like a camp or a school or a church youth group or a church event? Why bring those kind of elements, ripping a phone book, breaking a baseball bat, or bending a steel bar? What does that do for the message?
Well, if you're in something where somebody's talking to you for a while, you start wandering and losing focus of what they're saying. Where if somebody gives you a testimony or something and then bends a horseshoe in the shape of a heart or an S or something like that, that's going to get your attention. Or if
right,
you're sitting there and they're talking, all of a sudden they break a ball bat in front of you, that's going to get your attention. I mean, it's something to keep your attention the whole time. And then it also impacts your remembering, because one of the guys on our team said that they did a program where the kid saw him like a week later and he couldn't remember what the feat he did, but he remembered the whole message he gave behind the feat that he did.
Oh, so wow.
A lot of times it's pretty empowering. It's pretty powerful.
So a visual storytelling,
correct,
basically, yep, which I think is pretty cool because Jesus was all about telling stories. But
yep.
So Guard Strong, you've been going how long? You said 2019?
Nope, 2020 was okay. The first. We started January 2020. That's when we formed the team, the five of us, and then we picked up four more guys after that. So we got nine guys total now. They're all pretty much northern Michigan. We got one lives in Clio, and the other one lives in Troy, but the rest of us are from Lake City, Cadillac, Tustin, and Leroy.
I need a personal trainer, Jason. Do you know anybody? Which you do that on the side, right? That's one of your main incomes is owning a gym in Tustin.
Yep. I have a fitness center in Tustin. It's called Today's Fitness. I've had that since 2012. Oh, that's a while ago.
We just realized how old we are.
I know.
Which you also play some pretty cool music in your gym.
I do.
It's awesome.
It's either if I can't get fuel because it's a steel building.
Yeah, right.
Put my iPod and I have Christian music red skillet.
Do you ever get comments from people that hear the music?
We did a few years ago when we was at one of the building we was in. We moved buildings. But anyways, this kid always listened to his own music. And finally he comes up to me and says, you know what? I started listening to your music and I really like it. So cool. Well, it's not that bad.
Awesome. We're with the Viking from Guard Strong right now, Jason Underhill. Jason, talk about a little bit. When you started doing things like this, where was your relationship with the Lord and how much has that evolved through your involvement with doing things like this?
it was 2015 is when I actually joined Stand. I saw them past years. There's actually one that really changed things around for me in 2010. I was going through a pretty dark time, and I went to one of their events, and that's really changed things for me, and it just really impacted me, and I was wanting to get more involved with something like that. Then I went to the Big Ticket Festival, and they had a booth where you ripped a phone book, and you could get a free T-shirt. Well, I ended up ripping six throughout 3 years, and I asked one of the guys on the team if he thought I had what it took, and he says, yeah, sure. He says, I got to talk to Shrek first, and Shrek's like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. So, you know, that's how it started.
Yeah.
But we got to remember in this type of ministry that it's God doing the stuff, because like I told you earlier, that if our heads get too big, God will shut you down. I mean, sure. I was at the first program I did, and they had me rip the phone book, because I've done six of them there. So the guy, Bulldog, says, hey, this, you know, he ripped four phone books. And I said, no, I ripped six actually. And, you know, head getting pretty big. And that church event that I did, I couldn't even start the cover. I mean, God will shut you down. He wants to remember who gets the glory, and he does. He's glory for all we do. So,
but what does he say? God gives grace to the humble.
Yeah.
But he opposes the proud. It's like, ooh, to think that God opposes me when I'm proud, that really puts in perspective what you're doing. believe me, I totally know that. Anyway, Guard Strong, what's the theme there behind the name? Your logo's pretty sweet. It's got a shield with a sword. What's the verse that goes along with that?
The whole thing is we started Guard Strong, and not officially, but 2018, we do stuff with the National Guard in Louisiana. And one of the gentlemen down there said, hey, you guys should be called Guard Strong. So he's like, that sounds pretty catchy. So we started, and we had shirts that just said Guard Strong on, you know, plain ones. And then when we went to start our new team in January, we was like, we should keep the name Guard Strong, because it's already, the kids down there know us, and you know, we like it. So we're trying to think of something to go along with it. And so for our slogan, it says helping guard hearts and minds. Hmm. And there's a Bible verse, which my mind's drawing a blank right the second.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yep.
But then we wanted something to look like a guard. So we got the shield, and as I'm messing around with it, I'm like, we should put a sword in here. And then I was like, well, if we put the sword like this, it looks like a cross, and then we can wear these into schools, and people aren't going to realize it's a cross because it looks like a sword. So we can kind of take our cross into the schools and stuff when we go, because we can only do secular messages in schools. But
yeah,
that's the whole story behind the logo and stuff like that.
Hey, do you get a pretty good reception in school programs that you do? I mean, the kids come up to you and, I mean, pretty receptive.
Yeah, we did. We've only done one so far because of wonderful COVID here, but and the kids, we were standing there getting ready to set everything up, and the kids walk in, they're like, they're real people. They're so excited to see real people do an assembly instead of a video screen. But
yeah,
they was all excited to see us, and it was really fun. They cheer and scream and yell, and it was a good time.
Kind of feed off that energy.
Yeah, for sure. Helps us too, because you get that adrenaline rush. It helps get through things a little easier sometimes too. So
yeah, exactly. Jason, if someone wants to book Guard Strong for their event, or have you guys come in and do an assembly, what's the best way to do that? Is there a website they can go to, or Facebook, things like that?
Yep, we have Facebook. It's just Guard Strong. I think it's at Guard Strong 18 is our actual type. Then you should pop it up. Website is guard-strong.org. It's a dash instead of an underscore.
Yep.
Phone number is 231-878-2214. You can get me at hold me that way too. And then the email is guardstrongteam@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of us.
We'll link that on our Facebook post tonight as well. I think you guys have a unique model, which I think is really cool, because it really promotes having a strong faith in what God is calling you guys to do as a team and as a ministry. The model is, we're going to go in and God's going to bless us with whatever he chooses to do, by the fact that you're not asking for a specific cost or price or anything. What led you to that decision to do ministry based on that?
We were just looking through the Bible, and there was just different times when Paul spoke in the Bible about, you know, the church being the provider for missions and stuff like that. And so that was something we kind of wanted to base our organization around, our ministry. Like you said, if we go to a church, we don't ask for anything. We just go in. We don't even ask for a love offering. If the church wants to do that, that's on them. And whatever they want to give to us, that's between them and God. I mean, if they don't want to give anything, then God's going to provide for us. He has been. So
yeah,
that's the way we feel that we're being led to do it.
Yeah, Paul says that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches, which I'll bank on his any day, according to, as opposed to man's riches for sure. So I think that's awesome to have that just kind of going on that crazy faith we were talking about earlier off air, but just that God is going to show himself worthy to you as you show yourself faithful to do the mission he's called you to do.
And the stuff he's provided for us, if you look on our Facebook page or something like that, you can find see a truck on there. There's a semi with a trailer that was given to us. Right after we started, we had a enclosed trailer that belonged to Stand, and so we figured we'd have to give it back to him once we left them. And so we just prayed about it. He's like, we need something to haul our supplies in. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, Joe, one of the guys on the team, gets a phone call from a gentleman who does a similar ministry out in Oregon and said, hey, I got this truck and trailer. Are you interested in it? And we're like, yes. So we're like, well, how much is it? Because it's a semi with a, you know, a full-size yeah. semi with a trailer. And he said, get a plane ticket, fly out here, it's yours.
Wow.
And then just to top it off, he fueled our fuel tanks where we left. He fed us while we was there. And then we was going to plan to sleep in the back of the trailer on the way back to save money. And right before we left, he threw $300 cash on the table, says, I don't want you sleeping in the back. I want you to sleep in a hotel room so you're sleeping well. So,
wow.
We was in tears. I mean,
that's God.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Amazing.
That's pretty awesome. So what are some of the things, for those just maybe tuning in, welcome and where have you been? But secondly, Guard Strong is a ministry of different guys that go around and you guys perform feats of strength.
Yep.
What are some of those? Tell us the feats of strength plus the message that goes along with those, if you could.
Okay, so like the phone book. It's a big, thick phone book. It's not like the ones we have around here now. It's a Detroit area phone book, and they're thick. And it's just God's going to help you get through the hard places in life. And we rip those in half. The bat, we break Rawlings baseball bats, and just it's the same, you know, pretty much the same thing. You're going to come to hard places in life, and God's going to press, you know, you press through, and you're going to make it through. The deck of cards we rip through. Some of us do different messages. I like the message that, you know, if you open a deck of cards brand new, usually the King of Hearts is in the center of the deck automatically.
Okay.
And Christ is the King of my heart. So he's already in there. And then we ripped the deck in two. You know, Christ's body was torn for us when he was on the cross. And then I also say that the veil was ripped, which is like the deck of cards being ripped in two.
Okay.
And that opened the to us so we can go directly to God instead of having to, like in olden times where they had to go through the synagogue, you know, things like that.
So, yep.
Horseshoe, we bend horseshoes. Sometimes we'll put them in an S. For school activities, we say how, you know, it's in the shape of a U for how you're unique, and then we shape it into S or how you're special.
Okay.
Churches, you know, there's hard places in life, and God will get you through them. And he died on the cross to save you with S. And then we'll bend it to a heart sometimes and say, you know, God loves you so much, that's why he sent his son to die for you. So.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Hey, I'm Jason. Thanks for hanging out tonight with Jason, the Viking Underhill from Guard Strong, a ministry team from Northern Michigan that travels around to schools, churches, youth groups, and maybe festivals coming up soon.
Yep. Anything.
Anywhere they want to go, they'll go because they have a truck. and they probably could pull the trailer themselves, really. That would be the other feat of strength. There you go. I have a new routine for you.
There we go.
Pull it with your teeth, right?
It takes a while to get there, but.
That's right. Stop along the way for some fuel, food, right? So do you guys do things to, I mean, you must, it's kind of a stupid question, but keep yourselves in that shape, you know, to do what you're doing.
We work out quite a bit. Fitness center, I own a fitness center. I'm able to do that quite a bit. It's been kind of a tough year cause I had COVID in May and I lost 25 pounds and lost a lot of strength and trying to get back to doing some of these things is like a little scary cause it's like, okay, God, you're gonna have to help out a little more because I'm a little behind here.
Which is perfect for that, right?
Exactly.
It's like, I mean, you think about like, I always wonder about Samson, right? We always portray him as this ripped out dude. Okay, well, first of all, the people in the Middle East are not ripped out huge guys. They're actually quite small in stature. And to me, it seemed much more of a God story to use someone who is kind of puny to do some amazing things. But I get it. For visual sake, you also you want to be in shape and things like that. But yeah, that would be kind of a, all right, God, I kind of lost a little bit here. Well, thank God you're okay. The founder of Stand Strength Team, unfortunately, did lose the battle.
Yep. And like I said, when we started this team, it was a God thing because we didn't know anything was going to happen to Shrek.
Sure.
And if we would have waited to start this team after he passed, it wouldn't have, I don't think it would have taken off like it has. I mean, we did, during a COVID year last year, we did 6 events plus a trunk or treat. This year so far, we've done 9 plus trunk or treat. So,
okay. So picking up.
That's pretty, I think it's pretty decent for just starting out. I mean,
yeah.
People don't really know who we are. They don't, they're like, yeah, sure, come along.
No, that's, I think that's phenomenal. And God will bring those moments for you guys. But, right. You know, all the best to Shrek's family. Shrek, for those of you maybe who remember the Stand Strength Team at Big Ticket Festival, he was the kind of the main speaker, kind of always wore that bandana.
Yep.
Really passionate about the Lord. And just did a great job. But yeah, all the best to his family as they probably she'll still try to recover from that.
Yeah. Another thing, we're doing things a little different than what the Stand team did as far as our ministry. We try to have each guy give a testimony for each event we do, or, you know, all of us will do it for an event where Shrek was the main speaker for that. So yep. We kind of want to do things a little different. I mean, you don't want to be a total cookie cutter of, I mean, we do the same feats as they do. So. We want to try to change things up a little bit. And we just think sometimes it'll be more personal if each guy's testimony is out there.
Sure.
Because it might hit somebody different than.
Absolutely. And like we were talking about, each guy owns their own event or the feat along with their testimony. I think it makes it more of an impact because their story is going to reach someone different than your story is going to reach another person. So yeah, I think that's a total great way to do that. So good job on that. Well, Jason, one last call for everybody to reach out to you or just going to give a message of encouragement.
Yeah, we're just right now we're looking to do camps for free, Christian camps. So we're looking for churches that might be apt or wanting to take us on as a mission or just individuals if you'd want to just help because there's cost in all this.
Sure.
But we do want to do camps for free because they've been struggling. I know a lot of them have been. That's just what God's laid in our heart just recently. So that's where we're facing right now. We're heading.
So you're looking for them to sponsor you to go into the,
to the camp. Just sponsor Guard Strong so we can buy our materials and stuff that we need to go into the camps and a week long camp for free.
Yeah, that'd be great. So guard-strong.org and on Facebook at guardstrong18. Look them up. Check them out. Do you guys have videos on your?
Yep. We have on our, website, we have quite a few testimonials too. We try to get everybody that we do an event for to give a testimonial just to tell them, let people know what they think of us and stuff. So,
yeah.
And we have pictures and stuff of the different events we do too.
And I think I see a deck of cards in here. So we'll probably take a video and post it on social media tonight of
there you go.
Me attempting to and Jason actually doing the ripping of the cards. Well, hey, thanks so much for coming up and hanging out with us. Well,
thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. And keep us up to date on what's happening and I'm sure we'll invite you back again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jason. You're tuned into Fuel FM 95.9, 105.5, streaming at myfuelfm.com.